I don't get the whole like Adekunle going and Burna Boy thing.
Bro, everybody is not. Thank you for that. And actually, it's just not going. They're forcing that conversation, please.
Like that, this. Even let me not lie, Asake and Shea Vibes are not the same. Okay, bro. Yeah, they have grills.
You don't understand. They drag me.
No, like I like they drag me. Not the same. Like, and if you listen to his to what's his name, Shea Vibes' latest single, I don't remember, but that one that we watched on TV, that guy is fully Ote. Like, I don't know how to explain. Like, is it because he's not speaking English? Like, he is fully Ote. Like, did you hear that beat? Like, what are you talking about? Jealous. Asake cannot be on that. Be like, Asake actually. That's why you guys think. That's why most people don't like Shea Vibes music, I'll say, because it's almost like not coherent, because like you unless you get it, you
Shea Vibes is not different from like Santi and them.
Yeah, exactly. So, literally, no, just the Yoruba version. Like that's all. Because he's not speaking English.
Fair enough.
Like Jealous. When I heard that beat, I was like, this guy is not, what do you mean by him and Asake at the same? Because of grills. Like
not because of grills.
Like, and dreads. Because of dreads and grills. Like because they're opening like,
this episode is sponsored by GoMoney, a digital bank that allows you to, you know, flex, have your fun, enjoy, and keep things easy, basically. I know that, like, people have been having issues with using dollar cards, but GoMoney got you. All you need to do is download the app, get a virtual card or a physical card, and you're good to go.
Hi. Hi, guys. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Oshikaya Speaks. I'm still your host, Onoshikaya. Yes, it's right. And today I'm joined by a couple of my friends and the hosts of FNS Uncensored, one of my favorite podcasts, by the way. Simi Badiru and Faye Kemi.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys. Hi, nice to have you guys here.
Thanks for having
great
us.
Great to be on the popular, famous Oshikaya
Speaks.
Want to talk.
I'm honored to be here.
You guys can't let me laugh.
Yeah, no, like, please. I'm happy to have you guys here.
Thanks for having
us. So, I basically dragged them down here today because why not? We have time to bond and talk about things that just they piss me off. But yeah.
This is going to be interesting.
No, this is actually going to be very, I'm very excited because
they don't drag us.
There's a way I'm trying to structure the conversation in a way that they would drag you guys, not me.
Please, point, no, I beg. Fine. Like, what's the kind
I don't
see?
Have I don't have it in me. Like, can't see how tiny I am. Like, please, I beg. Pity me.
But I don't want to unleash it, so please.
No, because look at me. I thought Simi was worse.
That's what everybody thinks.
I thought Simi was worse.
Right? Everybody thinks that.
We've been off camera and FK has killed me, man. Like, let's keep it classy.
Yeah,
beg. So what's up? What's going on? How you guys doing? I know the weekend started quite early this week.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what have you been up to? Another day, just taking one day at a time.
I feel you.
Happy. Looking for money.
Important.
Mm-hmm. Waiting for love, maybe. Who knows?
But are you looking for love?
Waiting. Not really looking
for companionship.
Maybe not looking. Like, I've actually, like, my search has not really been good. So, like, I'm not looking again. I'm just waiting.
You're just waiting. I love the patience because there's no point rushing. Don't worry to come.
No, because there's too much nonsense.
There is, especially in Lagos.
Oh.
I love it here.
This is well.
You guys, let's not even guess it. All I say is that.
No, but Simi, you actually look like you're in a relationship. I'm not even.
I do?
Yeah.
Oh, my shoe.
God.
I wish that was the case.
Maybe not with our blessings.
For me, I don't like.
You've already said this. Okay, you've already said
this. I'm not in a relationship. I'm single.
Are you looking for love? Are you waiting for love to find you?
I don't know about love, but I'm definitely looking for, like, just, you know.
My
person, you know, it shouldn't be hard, but it seems like
if companionship alone is hard, then hard. This was looking for love, then
I mean, eventually, I guess love will come. I'm not that fussy. Like, it's not that it will come.
Okay.
But
I love it.
It's about to have, you know,
just
to keep you warm.
Just to keep you warm. I love it, especially now that it's been raining. Well. I somehow might be in a relationship. I'm in a very healthy relationship. I'm chilling
with God or with a man.
With an actual man.
Oh my God.
I'm jealous.
Wow.
Don't be, but it's actually greener on this side, actually. Y'all need to
know. That's why we're trying to get there.
Don't worry, you gotta do yours.
Is that why you packed a bag? Is that where you're coming from?
Bro, please. I'm dying. That is so funny.
We're also hosts, so we guess you have the script.
I'm dead. That was funny.
I didn't notice. Good one.
I didn't notice
in the bag.
Don't worry.
That was a good one. I didn't even notice. But now when we go out, I'm going to look for it.
Yeah, you'll see it in the corner. It's very big.
It's very, very, very hefty. You know what? You have been there.
Oh, she's on her way.
She's going there for time.
No. I'm coming back. Mm. I'm just coming back. It's been a fun week.
That would be nice.
If we should please, can we get into the
conversation?
So, what have you guys been watching? What have you been listening to? What's been going on?
What have I been watching? So, I watched this show called Thicker Than Water on Netflix, which was quite interesting about like this family. And they just got into like all sorts of nonsense trouble. So yeah,
I'm going to check it out. I'm looking forward to watch on Netflix.
Yeah. Have you watched Obsession?
Oh my god, my cousin was saying that we should watch that.
Yeah,
it's on Netflix as well.
Okay, I watched Witches on Amazon Prime. Interesting as well. Just like black family and just drama. And
I love the good thing
about it is that it's based in between London and America, but they are a Nigerian family.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah, so like it's typical like Nigerian
that type of thing. What's the title?
It's called Riches.
Riches, okay.
And then what else? Yeah, I guess I was been watching Love is Blind with Faye Kemi.
Love is not blind. Are you guys enjoying it?
Yeah, I mean, like I usually don't watch like all these Love Island, Love is Blind, but they are crazy. Like,
Love is not blind.
I see why people are into it, but like, Love is not blind, man. Like, guys should.
Like, we already need to stop, guys. A few seasons ago. I don't know why we got another season, but.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I've been watching, I think.
I've been watching Love is Blind. I watched Obsession. And I just, this is not really a PG podcast.
Nah.
Please don't ruin your life because of sex. so we're watching Obsession, Love is Blind. I'm currently watching Bullet Train. I started Thicker Than Water, which they are, people are not, yeah, there's a lot going on in life. I'm like, you know, you just look at people and think, well, a regular person, but you don't know what they've done. Just really been watching. Oh, I'm also watching this thing called The Widow, this lady that her husband apparently was meant to be on a plane crash, but then she now saw him on the news, like, just by mistake, and then she went to Congo to go and look for him, and so we're still, well, we found him now, but we want to, like, we're getting to the end.
We found him.
Yeah, we found him.
Jesus. That
makes sense. I was like, huh?
I'm listening. Honestly, it's a timeless season right now.
I feel you.
I do like the I haven't listened to it properly, but I like the CK and Olamide.
Yeah, Trumpets.
I like that.
Nice. I really like that song as well. Like, I've been able to get into it. My friend was complaining that she didn't really like it though. Like,
it sounded like how we've heard before, but like, it was still nice.
I think what she was trying to say, and I could understand her points, was that CK was like a bit too experimental, and even with the album, it didn't really, let's say, work.
Like, that album,
I really like the album. I love the album. Like, I really enjoyed it.
I think,
but like, it didn't feel like.
Yeah, I think CK that CK is one of those artists that I think what we've seen so far is that he will always experiment.
Yeah.
And it's also very clear that now when anybody wants to experiment, the first person that they go to is Olamide. So I think that, yeah, I think that the song is good. I don't think it's a bad song. I think it'll take a while, Sha, to like, to enter. No, it's just one of those. I think it'll take a while. I think on one hand, there are people that will just like his first listen. And then there are people that it will grow on.
May I ask what the video first?
So the video is like nice.
I also like
2:30. I really, really like I can't get over it right now. Like, Asake is insane.
Asake is going crazy.
Yeah, he's insane.
I was saying something about 2:30. I think the only issue, it's not really an issue, but the only thing that I really had with the song was like, it was so obvious. Like, it wasn't Magic Sticks. Like, it was so obvious that it was a Magic Sticks.
You know,
the video
too
was so obvious. It was so obvious.
Oh, yeah. The Magic Sticks.
I feel like
that's
a bit of a shade to me.
No, this is a T.J. Murray style.
Please, I beg.
I'm a boy director fan.
But
the Magic Sticks one that you said, initially I thought, but then it's not bad.
No, it's not bad at all.
And it was nice to see that he can do something different.
Yeah, definitely. I loved I like, when I really like that. That's the thing. Like, the talent is there. You can't really deny it. Can't really deny it. What else have you guys been listening to? Anything new? I listen to any unreleased music. How are you guys feeling right now? See, I feel like you should be listening to a lot of those.
Do you know what?
To be fair, from my own end, like, a few upcoming artists that hopefully the world will love them, but like, you know, it's so hard. It's to so like hard. But yeah, I mean, yeah, look out for a few people
that I should be listening to a lot of unreleased music.
You should
but
be.
I also kind of have gotten bored of the process of listening to unreleased music.
I so hate songs like that. I
only yeah, and I tell you why, and not like in a bad way, but I think because it's work.
Mm.
It makes it very boring and very stressful.
Very fair.
So
very fair.
Everybody's gonna send their song. Go tell me what you think. What else are you going to say?
Like,
oh, yeah.
What did I, like? We literally had this conversation one day. Like,
yeah,
what,
yeah, like,
what do you want to say?
And if I don't like it, I'll say something is missing.
But also, exactly. like, why should I give you free consultation,
bro?
And
let me tell you.
Go and look for an A&R.
Come to me.
Come and say okay.
Face
me.
Okay, for now, me, I'm actually doing a lot of free work.
I don't do
free. A lot of free consultation, and I don't hate it because these people need help. There's no structure. Like, everybody that they go to wants something from them. Like, if it's not, oh, pay me to play your song on the radio, it's pay me to put your song on the playlist. Like, it's not fair. So I'd rather just do my best. If I can't help you, I say please, I can't help you.
Because
So come to me actually. I can plug you with the right people.
Please, if you should don't direct the messages to me anymore. First then.
No, hey, I beg you.
No, and but you see, the thing is, I'm not against helping people. I do it as much as I can,
as
but
can, yeah.
People also won't take the piss, and people very always important. Want too much of the, direct access to you. Like, because you know me and you can message me and I reply to your message, does not mean that you will be coming and DMing me at 6 a.m. and calling me at 9 a.m. or 5 a.m. in the morning.
Just like FK said, word.
Song. Like,
you just be
sleeping. It's not how it works.
Like, don't do that.
Do you know, I love the fact that you guys can really relate.
Yeah, like, don't really have a great artists are so, they're so entitled. They have no boundaries. Like, just give me 5 feet.
Seriously. Like, boundaries. I was telling my friend yesterday that, like, sometimes it's not even like it just gets so fucking overwhelming. Like, I don't care.
And like, sometimes it's like,
I really don't care.
I have a very like, I'm not a listen to new music type of person. Like, if I don't know the lyrics, if I don't know the next sound, it makes me a bit like, I like knowing what I'm listening to. So like, listening to like unreleased things is even harder because it's like, I definitely don't know this song. I might not like it. And like, I have to give an opinion that like, and you know when it's like, when somebody keeps sending different songs, like how many opinions
am you I don't even understand. And be, like, is that lying? SoundCloud like, link? They will not add 20 songs, bro. I can't even go through two.
Bro, when people send me their project, do you know the first question I ask? What's your focus track?
What's the single track?
Tell me the single that you know that
because these are the important questions, bro. Like,
and listen, like, yeah, I can sit here and listen to you, but I'm not going to sit here and overanalyze and give you, oh yeah, track one is this for free.
Do you know how many times I've gone through, let's say, like 30 songs, and I'm not exaggerating, and they're like, oh, pick your top 5 or your top 10.
I can't.
That's where I start. It'll be like I'm lying now. Like
I feel like upcoming artists or emerging artists have really made me not like the process of like listening to music anymore, because even now I struggle to listen to music. Like, I have to actually like the artist to even check out the song.
Yeah, same, because like, for example, this CK and Olamide one, I never pressed play. Like, I've not gone there to like listen, because like, there's too much going on, but like, I've heard it on the radio and seen, and I thought, okay, nice song, but like, that's why I don't have a strong opinion right now, because I've not actually gone to press it. Like, the whole thing, like, not that, please, oh, I'm happy to help, but like, it's actually overwhelming.
That's the word, like, it's overwhelming.
Like, it's like, and then people keep sending, it's like, when you're doing plans, like, you're somehow, but like, my brain is hot, like,
we're also in a
and in all of this, I still have things to do.
Do you understand that they're actually paying me for?
I said, we're in an ecosystem where everybody feels some form of pressure or responsibility to overextend themselves for people that don't deserve it.
Yep.
Fair enough.
End of story. That's what it is. Like. So,
yep.
I love that.
So as we are now, and as the good people that we think that we are, you try as much as possible. You help enough people. You overextend yourself for people that that deserve and don't deserve it. And then maybe like the next, let's say you've helped 5 people, the 6th person comes and you're like, that girl is somehow, she doesn't want to help you, but bro, like,
I think when people say that, like, especially with like the music industry or like the entertainment space, when people say that like people have nasty attitudes. I now get it. Mm-hmm. Like, I understand.
And I understand why.
Because, like you said, it's really overwhelming. It's really tiring sometimes. And it's just, bro. Like, you can't be serious, man.
No, seriously.
Day before yesterday, actually. Like, I basically had an anxiety attack because I was so stressed. And I was just, somebody was still telling me, please, when can we book this session with my... I think you and your artist should just be
another. When can we get can you call
on your podcast? Like, I said, like, let's even address this thing here.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Please. I'm not running a charity organization. You are telling me you want to do podcasts. You are doing podcast tour. We don't do that here. Can we just relax?
And let me just tell you guys that coming on your podcast is not just... I mean, I think this episode is not even a good reference because all of us are podcasters, so we know how to talk, we know how to carry conversation. But coming on a podcast is not just come to sit down and we'll talk. Like, I'm sorry, but if as an artist, let's say you have, maybe you've just released your first single, you're getting buzz, you're about to release your second single and maybe an EP. I don't have anything to talk to you about.
God made me.
Actually have no conversation. I like the thing that you're doing now.
Yeah, that's the reason why I actually started that.
There is also a reason
why it's limited to 5 episodes. Please.
Come and sit on the couch for 1 hour.
People think
when you were in the studio and recorded, you cannot just. It was great. What was the process of recording this track?
When did you start? I knew I liked singing when I was 9.
We can do this on the call.
You can write it and you'll read it.
Honestly, like, I think basically what we're really trying to say is that, like, nobody's trying to, like, at the end of the day, like, we are trying to hold relevant conversations, like, things that actually matter.
And it's not to be somehow, honestly.
Like, nobody's trying to discredit your work or say that, like, you're not making good music or whatever, but, like, I want to speak to somebody that I can learn from. That's the point. I'm not coming.
Somebody that has a story. Everybody has a story, but like a fully like fleshed out like story. Like,
story.
Also, if you go back and look at people that we've actually interviewed, you'll see that there's a story. Or like,
I always like your guest selection. I think that's also another thing that I really draw from your podcast. You guys always have like, there's always a story.
If you are coming on, you have to come with something. Let's start from here. Like, it's actually like, maybe over 10 years of actually like having a story, then you'll see that you will speak for a long time. It's like, what do you actually want? And I understand, like, people will be like, oh, but you need to give people a platform. Understood.
I'm trying to do that.
Who is giving me that platform? Let's actually be for real. Like, it's not going to be more than 20, 30 minutes. And my podcast is about 1 hour. So I need to be able
to create a conversation around your story that would last, that can be up to one hour. Because we're really paying for these things. Like, do you get, like, money is also involved. So please, let's just use it wisely. Mm-hmm. But yeah, let's get back to it. Keep dragging, guys. So what like crazy, like insane music takes have you seen recently? Have you guys seen anything?
Insane music takes.
Like, it just stood out. You said, you know what, this is crazy.
So it doesn't have to be about like a song, or does it have to be about just in general? I don't get the whole like Adekunle Gold and Burna Boy thing.
Bro, everybody is not. Thank you for that. Actually, like, it's just not going. They're forcing that conversation, please.
Like that, this. Even let me not lie, Ashake and Shea Vibes are not the same. Okay, bro. Yeah, they have grills.
They drag me.
And if you listen to his what's his name, Shea Vibes' latest single, I don't remember, but that one that we watched on TV, that guy is fully alter. Like, I don't know how to explain. Is it because he's not speaking English? Like, he is fully alter. Like, did you hear that beat? Like, what are you talking about? Ashake cannot be on that beat. Like, Ashake actually, that's why you guys think. That's why most people don't like Shea Vibes music, I'll say, because it's almost like not coherent, because like, unless you get it,
Shea Vibes is not different from Sansi and them.
Yeah,
exactly. Literally, just the Yoruba version. Like, that's all. Because he's not speaking English.
Fair enough.
Like, Jenas, when I heard that beat, I was like, this guy is not... What do you mean by him and Ashake at the same? Because of grills. Like,
not because of grills.
Like, because of dreads and grills. Like, because they're opening... Like, Burna Boy 2 opens his mouth in front of the camera.
Another thing that I really wanted to, like, point out about that conversation was, like, is a big thing for an artist to sing on a on a beat that has no melody.
Yeah,
nobody is taking that risk, and that's why I said nobody can really do that, because
which is true
and it's a fact. I feel like now people are starting to understand, because people have been saying the tags. If you tag me,
because like, Dad is like, you listen to like a 230, you can actually dance.
Yeah, but like there's a melody.
I honestly don't remember what the song is, and Nine Mobile, I always call them out. They won't allow me check because I don't have any service. But the last, go and check Shea Vibes' last single. Like, it's not the same. Like, yeah, man. Like, please, because people are speaking Yoruba doesn't mean
even
the same
all his person. All this naham. Yeah, then let there be lights. Like, are they dance?
Let there be lights.
Not really. They are like, not like songs that you like. They put it on and you vibe out, but they are not dancing.
It's even with Let There Be Lights. Even see the way like Zlatan had to approach that song, because like he had to take a very different route, very different, and it works for him. Very happy. I'm happy. Very happy.
I love that song.
But like,
one of my faves.
You can't say that like these two people are doing this.
And you might drag me for what I'm about to say.
You should drag her. Actually,
I don't. I really don't care. Because the internet, but like, see how like Shea Vibes was on Gwagwalada, and he had, I love his verse on Gwagwalada. It's actually my favorite verse. I feel like Shea Vibes can be on like a Palazzo or like a 230 or whatever, but you cannot. I'm not sure if Asake can be on some of these beats that Shea Vibes has,
because it's a risk, like I said, like it's a risk. Like,
it's not very, I don't know, it's very hotel. It's not based on speaking English. Like, that guy and Santi can make music together.
I'm crying. I'm really hoping to see something like that. So, put A and R.
As in
A and R. I love it.
Please.
Have you seen anything? Have you seen anything? You
know? No, it's just all these comparisons. I'm just like, wait, that Adekunle and Burna Boy one really pissed me off.
I think that's also another thing with like PR, man. Like, people are just forcing it.
They're just saying anything.
And I think people also need to understand that most of these conversations are very, 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 very intentional. Mm-hmm. I don't think people get it.
Mm-hmm. Very.
Very intentional.
I
it doesn't just come out from nowhere.
Yep. I always tell people that, like, it's difficult for me to look at any conversation, any campaign or anything, or anything that
bombastic side eye.
Even when I see like people have like big like placements, I'm like, who do you know there? Like, let's be for real. Like, everything in this industry is not like, based on like what I've experienced myself, like, it's actually, who do you know there?
Who
like,
do you know there?
When they told me that some people were paying for Forbes 30 under 30, I said,
are you serious?
Everything's a lie.
Whoops.
Everything is a lie.
Damn, that one is fun.
Everything is a lie. That's, so yeah, you're right. It's nothing bombastic.
I'm crying. That is crazy. So there's this conversation I really want us to have, and it's really basically about record labels. Have any of you worked in a record label before? First of all,
yes.
Thank God. Great. Both of you?
Yes. Different ones.
Yeah, great. I love it. So I haven't, and I'm hoping that maybe I really want to like
explore. And I think that the experiences were both terrible in different ways. So yeah, like,
what were you doing? What were you doing there?
Okay.
Okay. Great. This should also. Okay, maybe. You know what? I can't even take you guys seriously. Okay, but basically, one thing I noticed about like labels now is like labels don't necessarily want to like bend for artists anymore. Mm-hmm. Not like anymore. Like, they don't want to bend for artists at all. And recently, I was having a conversation with one of my cousins actually, and he was saying something about a record label and how the artist. Let me remember how he put this. He basically said that the artist wasn't like doing what the label, how he wasn't like presenting himself how the label wants him to present himself, basically. And in my mind, I was like, doesn't that have to do with like the branding of the artist? Like, you know this artist. And then he made another statement and he said the artist makes great music, kind of makes like CK's music. I'm like, okay, so you already know that this is what this person does. And you know that this is how this person like makes music and all of that. The person hasn't gotten the branding right. Isn't it now left for you as the label to kind of bend and help the artist? Because so, I want to understand how it works.
So I understand where you're coming from, right? Cool. But so there are two sides to it. And I will always stand on the side of the artist should have a lot more like control and should be able to have an input into what they are doing. But you also have to realize that from the label's part of it, first of all, it's a business. Secondly, they're investing in these artists. Thirdly, you have artists that have like, artists are very entitled.
Very.
Very, very entitled. And so imagine, let me give you a scenario. We sit in the boardroom or whatever. We've all decided, okay, these are the plans. This is the look. It is. time for the artist to show up and execute, they don't. You've tried this two or three times. The artist is nowhere to be found, always pushing back, giving an attitude, refusing to show up for shows. At some point, them too, they're just like, okay, fuck you then. Like, anything you want to do, this is what we are going to do. Anything you want to do, do it.
From this situation, have they tried to help the artist?
I guess, like, well, I don't, I wouldn't,
no,
I wouldn't
say pushback from the artist. No, but not necessarily, not be because doing anything. From my own end now, for example, now, it's always a thing, well, it was a thing of, the artist is like, okay, anything you want, like, we were helping with their brands and like their image and whatever. But then it was always down to like the people at the top, drop the money, let's do it.
No money. Yeah, so that's what I said. It's two different angles because I worked at an international label.
Okay, so makes it worse.
So there was funding. It wasn't like there wasn't funds. It was just...
And then mine was a bunch of come up with free ideas. And I'm not... I'm verbatim as in dead ass, like come up with free ideas. And it was just... That's when I knew I was like, I'm out. Like, am I going to be going around the road doing TikTok for the artist just based on like, you don't have the bar, close the shop. Like, it's as simple as that. Like... Don't be holding people hostage and like holding like at the end of the day, yeah, it's music, it's entertainment, but it's somebody's life, somebody's career, like
using so like, somebody.
Yeah, like and which is why I always tell people if you don't have to sign to your record label, please don't.
Yeah, don't.
Because like, once you have them, they think that they own you, which technically, legally they do. So it's a thing where if they don't release money, if they don't release whatever resources, then you are there, you are stuck, you're not doing anything. And like it frustrates artists and like you're not like, oh, the artist is a diva. No, you have been holding this person hostage for like nearly 1 year now. Every day, oh, okay, next week, we'll bring it out next month. Okay, we'll bring it out in 2 months. Like, but nothing happens. Okay, let's plan in preparation for whatever we've planned. Drop the money. We're waiting for another 2 weeks. Like, it's just, it's always like...
And then, so on the flip side of it as well, is also fucked up executives at the top.
Yeah.
And that's very, that really fucks with like the longevity and the lifeline of artists.
What I've also noticed is that you have a bunch of people that have the money, but don't really have the knowledge of like...
The knowledge. And I think another thing with like... Nobody wants to...
Like, so they think that, oh, okay, because you've done it for one person, can do it for everybody. It's not the same for me. Like,
yeah, so, and I think that there's the having, not having the knowledge and having the money, but there's also the people that have the knowledge, have the money, and just want to take advantage. Yeah, they're just greedy. Because if I think back to, like, the artists that we're dealing with at the time, the only thing that held him back was funding. And it wasn't that the funding was not available. Everybody was just being stupid. End of story. Like, everybody was just being greedy. You're using, like, redirecting it to places where it was not supposed to be directed. And so, and then nothing. Like, and rightfully so, they will be upset.
It's frustrating. You know,
to feed off of that, like, for our own, like, was like, okay, we know that you have the funding. But, like, you doing it with other things. So, like, why don't you just...
Do it where it's important.
Yeah, why don't you just... Like, okay, maybe you don't maybe have the funding, but, like, we see you doing big things. So, like, if you really care about these people... Why don't you just put the money into, like, not a dime, as opposed to, okay, maybe just some, not a dime. So, like, yeah, like, that's when I just thought, like, all these things are fake. Like,
it's fake life. I feel like if you can just take control of your, like, your art on yourself, please just do that.
Yeah. And then you have a team that, like, oh, this artist is hard to work with. But if you actually go and find the backstory, they didn't just wake up and decide to be difficult.
When people say that, like, for example, someone like Daniel is a very, like, difficult person to work with, I'm like, bro, do you know his story?
Like, do you actually
know where it's coming from?
No, seriously.
I was watching something, and then someone, and the babe was saying something about someone like Ray being a difficult artist to work with. I'm like, Ray, this girl done so far. Like, do you know where she's coming from?
Like, I won't mention any names because you'll give off where I work. But like, there's some people that when I hear like people complain about them, like, you don't know what's me. I was there for just a few months. What I suffered based on like how they were suffering. Like, it's not easy.
It's not easy at all. But another thing that I also wanted to point out was like the way that like labels are structured. I get like the money really comes from, obviously the money comes from the label and they have a job to hire these people. But like, I don't get why, I guess it's everywhere, but like, I don't get why someone like, who is hot at the moment and is signed? I don't get why someone like Arasta should have a manager that is collecting salary. I would never understand it.
Why?
Because
is the manager under Maven?
So that's the thing. I get that the manager is probably from like hired by the record label and all of that. But like, I don't still get it. Like, why should the artist, why shouldn't the manager be entitled to like splits. Like,
I mean, so that's a way deeper conversation.
Very deep. Complicated. I guess it's deep because
it's then not black or white.
It's not black or white. Because if you met Arasta on the road today and say, oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
We want to manage you. Cool. We decide on our own by ourselves. But you're working in an entity.
Yeah.
That entity has hired you as so your role is project manager, tour manager, road manager, whatever your role is. And when they would say, this is the person, this is the team you're on, now you do your job.
Yeah, but if like, it was the, that's my issue.
Was it the company that hired the manager?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the company. Yeah, like, everything is under the company.
They have to give the person salary.
I get that. But, like, that's the problem I have. Like, why is it, like, why is that a thing? I feel like it's also, like, that's how labels work, like, all the time.
I think so. I think maybe if she was an individual artist, then,
if
of course,
if she was independent,
then,
it's different. You
know, it's fine.
Fair enough.
But, like, I think, if anything, I would even say salary is probably safe for that manager. Actually, based on the way this industry is.
Fair
enough. It's safer.
Because,
fair enough.
Because by the time they split with producers, split with artists,
it's safer. Fair enough. It's money that I will keep suffering.
It's just, it's tall money that you'll be eating from, but still, like, or like show money, but still, it's safer because.
It's actually safer for the person.
Your artists can just decide that they're not going to give you shit. And what are you going to do about it?
And if your artist decides, I'm not ready to do this, this is music this year. I'm going on a break.
Artists are weird.
Do you understand?
The artist says, I'm going on a break. I'm not making any music.
That's his first shop.
If anything, it's safer.
Artists are still making streaming.
I get what you mean, though. I get what you mean. But
I was just looking at it from like that perspective. Like, I guess maybe because I'm like a woman of everybody must eat. Mm-hmm. Like, I want everybody to eat.
And yeah, I guess.
I'm not even saying you must eat like I want you to eat well. I guess that's my problem in life, and I need to understand that. Not everybody can eat.
I want to eat, but different types of portions. Like, indomie, like rice and chicken, like, maybe
cambia, like, you know, things. You guys are crazy. So, FK, if you were to make a playlist for both of you, you can't speak. If it's to make a playlist for both of you and you have three songs on the project.
It's
great
that you asked her. She's the playlist maker.
And I should have asked me.
Three songs.
Yeah. Right. You are sure that like
three of that, yeah, both of you would like. Just three songs.
Just three.
From any time in life.
Yeah.
I would say I have to put like Street Credibility by Nice.
Wow, yeah.
I don't know why, but I mean, because like there was a whole like Nice and Flavor like thing going on, but like that's
that.
Street Credibility, so woo. I think I'll have to put that. I mean, I had this song just based on, I always say Simi is my celebrity friend. So, I got a friend. Just because it's even one of my favorite songs.
No, because Simi is actually a celebrity friend, bro. Like, it doesn't make sense, literally.
You can't go out and just say, hi. Oh, are you Simi's friend? Oh, are you F? Oh, Vanessa, it's me.
It's me. I'm the other half.
You know how, like, people think that, like, I'm the quiet one?
Yeah, I really thought you were
like,
the quiet one.
Oh, were you there? I'm always there, but you just won't see me.
Fair.
The third song. This one is tough. Okay, I've already added Davido. I'll have to add the Whiskey song because that's how we actually bonded.
I was going
to
see.
Fair enough. Pasta.
Like, it probably has to be like Pack Room or like Scatter the Floor.
You can't give it away, Simi.
No, it has to be a Whiskey song.
I'm going
to
see.
It has to be one throwback, one based on, you know, I'm guessing I got a friend, and then Whiskey based on. That is actually why we're friends.
You say Whiskey though, you didn't say the song.
Any Whiskey song. That's actually the truth. But okay, probably from the Superstar album. We'll go for Pac Rumo.
Okay, Pac Rumo. Okay, cool. Okay, cool. I just wanted to test the friendship there. Scatter the Floor was his jam. That's his sick jam. Well, it looks like, it even seems like kind of brother likes to jaye, man. Like, when I see your playlist, I'm just like, you people love to turn up, bro. It's cuckoo you, Abby. Do you get, like, it seems like she's the one.
But I do like to, like, have a good time.
I know,
time,
don't worry, I'll see you outside.
I do like
to. Don't worry, I know.
Once in a while, you know.
It's important, crazy. I swear.
I've calmed down now.
My friend said something today. She was like, she really hates clubbing now. I'm like, bro, I can't.
Mood.
Bro, that's me.
Mood.
Like, it's very, like,
I don't see myself going to club. If it's not the idea, it's work there. I'm making money from that. Or is that they are dragging me on my
birthday? It's been very difficult few weeks to get myself up to say, oh, yeah, I want to go to, like, club, like, I just don't make
it. Do you know what it means for us not to only gone out once in the last in the last 3 to 4 weekends?
Damn.
Yeah, it's really rare. Like, if you know us,
tough.
We're actually streets.
Don't worry. I can't read
like,
this.
Streets
is so
but
tough,
there's nothing
man.
There, man.
Okay. Nothing there outside.
That's the problem. That's every time you think about it, that you want to go, okay,
who
so
am I going to
and I feel like
you dress up, you do your makeup, you look cute, for what?
For
and
what?
I'm not going to be bullying because I actually don't want to be here. Like, it's crowded. People are pushing you. You can't sit down.
Last year was so stressful because, like, that was when I stopped really liking going out and all of that. But, like, I was traveling a lot last year, so when he now came to December, you had to be in Lagos and you try have to like, you know, go out.
I don't like December anymore.
I'm not doing that again. Bro. Like,
no,
I'm
we
not.
Even stopped that.
You don't every single time I went out, I was fighting with somebody. It didn't it got to a point that we got physical. I got physical with one security guard.
She's just like
it's just yeah. Like us.
If you start speaking of the amount of time that thank God they not carried us.
We got, nah, for real. I'm not joking. That day, I saw like I don't even know. I saw are you passing? I saw a couple of artists passing coming out of this. I was there rocking. I don't even care.
No, there was one that we didn't that we displayed outside the club.
Nah, bro. Like, no, and the thing about going out in Lagos
is stressful.
You are going to fight. Like,
you are going to fight.
It's just what is the extent of the fight?
Do you understand?
Is it because somebody had disrespected you? Me, like. Every time someone will just say, oh, I will slap you. Hey. Like, and who are you talking to?
You don't
to?
Understand.
Like,
that is exactly what
maybe who got to your mom and sisters at home like that, but not me out here. Like, are you okay?
Like, you will slap me. Who are you talking to? You definitely thank cannot you. Be me. Like, and okay, that so day, I don't debit vex. Like, I don't need para because it was Lagos was not Lagos in that night. Bro, everywhere please. You get the rocks were dead. Wait, everybody yeah, went bro. Out. This was around like 3 a.m. I just want to get fucking inside, bro. Don't fight.
Don't annoy me. Don't annoy me.
He wasn't talking to me anyhow. I said, please don't speak to me like that. No, like seriously. I'm trying to be civil. Where do I get the fucking tags? Yeah, they're going off, going like shouting.
Am I the cause of your frustration?
Literally, like, the last time we were out, I can't remember. We went out to get something, my friend and I. Then we wanted to go back in, and this bouncer already saw us. So you already knew that we're inside.
Like,
we went back in. He now said that I should call the person that waits me. I said, I looked at him. I said, hey, hello, please, let's be for real here. Like, I don't want to. I'm not in the mood. Like, please, I don't want to fight. This year, I've not fought. So
because I've not gone now. That's the reason why I know that. Like, that's the reason why I've not fought. Because it's so
maybe
stressful.
That's why,
maybe. And I'm just like, yeah, I really don't like going out anymore. Like,
yeah, no, it's even like all. You get there and like it's like, okay, what are we doing,
like, what are we doing
like,
here?
People feel silly, like when
you're because you just like, gather around, looking? Like, bro, we just
like, whenever and people are bony, you have your ops there that you're not speaking
your
to,
ops.
Me, like,
just, like, and then they always plenty,
bro. Please,
no, there's some people that like I just don't like. I've concluded and I've come to the conclusion. And decision to just not entertain people that I actually don't like.
No, it's not
so people
first.
That come to, if yeah, you like no, stand in front of me like this and say,
well, I will see you.
I can't see like I don't know who you are.
Who is this?
To. It cannot be me.
I'm crying just because like even like, with like when you go to like industry events, I'm just like, bro.
And you have industry events, you have people lying to each other,
mm-hmm.
and
here
people like fake
again.
Friends, like just finding like, okay, yeah, sure, of course, you know, you don't like each other. But one thing about me, if I don't like you, you know,
that's it because I can't
I
even smile.
Like, I also feel like,
yeah, because I won't smile.
I also feel like I've gotten to the point where, like, I've kind of like, there's no top type of event that I've not gone to,
mm-hmm.
no type of event that I've probably not been a part
mm-hmm.
of,
mm-hmm.
no part, like, there's nobody I want, at this point, like, I'm within this space, I'm sure there are people to meet, but it's not in the club, and
if
it's
we need
not
to meet,
in,
we'll meet.
That's the thing, like, and I've come to that conclusion, like, if I need to meet, like,
yeah,
we'll meet.
Do you understand?
Social media is a very big place.
Another,
we'll
God bless
there.
You. Another thing is, like, I've also
you know,
realized,
I'm working corporate, I'll meet you, don't worry.
And I've also, another thing I've realized with this industry is, like, you have a bunch of, like, people wanting you to kiss their ass because
yep.
maybe they are in some high position or in some maybe
okay, you said
manager.
It you got it
and like one thing about me if
do you know the
me,
thing that's one of the reasons why I started a podcast. I said I can never
like,
answer anybody.
I don't
bro,
send
I'm the one that wants I want to make
no,
those I want to say these things I want you to listen to me
yeah,
because
like
I don't want to hear what
yeah.
no,
like,
because
even
like,
if you don't want to listen to me like I don't send you I don't
exactly.
send for you like please like you know you have people then thinking like oh because you're somebody's manager or because you work with somebody like and so what like it wasn't good
yeah, and we have like and there are stages to this space and to this industry
mm.
where obviously now there are the group of people that think they are the hottest,
mm.
they are hosting the hottest club mm. nights every night, you know, they are everywhere, they are hot, they are up and down with all the artists. And it's all well and good, like do you and enjoy
it,
your
like
time.
Enjoy it.
But also like
remember that
there are the bunch of us that have been there and done that and we
too
understand
real.
The space that you are in. And it's fine, like I'm not even knocking you down,
enjoy.
But don't now try to like undermine people or make people feel less than because
yeah,
you are following
Victoria and Whiskey every day.
Victoria
like,
and Tua Savage and Whiskey up and down. Like, bro,
we
okay.
get it.
Like,
relax.
Okay,
you like, need to calm down.
Like,
calm
what
down.
Happened?
Like,
is
like,
it the same?
Is
it
I'm
the
so
same?
I'm
calm
so
down. Like, just calm down.
And then also another thing, you know, based on this industry, everything is fake. So, like, I don't like everything I see. I'm just like, what?
You know, the
like,
thing.
I think you're following them around. Like,
are
you a PA?
Okay,
are you like, you know, what's the
end of. I'm the MD of this place, so you know, talk to me nice. So I'm the CEO, I'm the head of music in Kenya. Like, and so what? Like, most times, how did you get there? It's not because you know somebody. Nah, like, you see, like, somebody. You can't be lying to me. You can't be shackling for me. I don't care.
Like, that's it. I think the issue there is that I don't care. Yeah. That's the major
maybe
thing.
Maybe you have people that you can't do shakara for, but
like,
not me.
A lot of these things, like a lot of situations and things that I see, it's just like, bro, like...
You don't understand.
Like, artists stress me the most. I can't overstate it. Like,
there's a certain like artists and their team that like, I won't mention name just for the sake of.
Please don't, because even one of my
members. Yeah, I won't mention it just for the sake.
You know, I'm actually laughing, but I don't even know the person.
I would I cannot be caught dead interacting with them again in my life. Like, yeah, like I hate people that are just uncouth and disrespectful.
You know what? In the first episode that like I shot, my first episode of last season, I said the same thing. Like, there is one artist. Like, we can never work together
again. No, there are many of us that can never, if you know me, you know that we can't work again.
People are just so disrespectful. I don't understand people that are just disrespectful. Like,
based on what?
Because it's so easy to be nice and it's so stressful to just
sang
be
a nice song. That's what
you think that your mouth
and the thing that we listen to the song was listening on sound.
Your mouth is bad. My mouth is worse. Like, so if you think that you are mad, like
I said something at the start that like I just like I don't like to unleash because when I unleash it's really bad. So, like, I just
Just keep it cool. So, keep it class.
Once I see that the way we're working is not genuine, I just
free. Yeah, because like I remember that like that day, the situation was even so stressful. Like, the whole thing had been long. And okay, it was finally time to actually shoot. And you said that after how many hours of us waiting here, camera crew, production team, everybody's here waiting for you. You came how many hours later? No pee. You now say you are not in the mood to shoot.
Now, why did you come?
Hello, please. You can't even. You have to be.
No, like.
You know, you need to get your things together because we are going to shoot.
I'll be there when you wait for artists to come and record acoustic version, AB session, or whatever. Because come and tell you that. Do you have teleprompter? I can't. Doesn't know his lyrics. See.
You will see things, you'll be shocked. Like, this can be real. No, like, so, people are ridiculous.
But when it's good, it's good, Sha. Because there's some artists, shout out to ones that make my life easier.
No, yeah. Girl, because so I really love some, like,
you know, there's some artists that I really just genuinely love. Like, oh, okay, yeah, that's fine. Like, you know, and there's some, like, Jesus.
Shout out to the artists that make life easier.
Yeah, and their teams as well.
And their teams.
Because, like, I feel like an artist manager is just a reflection of the artist.
Mm-hmm.
I always say that.
So I want to say that. No. But sometimes, even the manager will be like, I'm sorry.
Are you serious?
Like, no, but there's some managers have worse. Some
are worse. Do you understand? So different.
I feel like we're at a point. Okay, I feel like last year we were at a point where like Afropop was supposed to be crossing over. Like we were at a good place, but like now it just doesn't seem like that. Like it just seems like everybody
we
is
seem
like,
very flat. We
nobody
seem
is
like
serious.
We come back.
Yeah,
everybody has there is. Again.
But you know something. That's why
it's like two steps forward, 10 steps.
I don't think it's back. I don't think it's 10 steps back because I've always been for that. Like, please, like, okay, the Western people are listening to your music, but don't like that should not be your main. I don't know how to explain. Like, I understand that there are more opportunities there. But at the end of the day, like, you need your people to love you at home.
Okay, no. Okay, when I'm saying crossover, like, not in terms of, like, the international, like, scene or anything. Like, just the way we portray ourselves. Mm-hmm. Like, just the way the scene portrays itself. And, like, there's something for, like, I always say, I don't think it's Afrobeats to the world. I think it's the world to Afrobeats.
The world to Afrobeats.
Because we are the prize. And I think people need to realize that, like, we are the prize.
I think what has happened is I think within like the last like 2-3 years, we've put a lot of emphasis on being accepted and the international markets and all these things. And I think that what has happened is, first of all, we have realized that it doesn't serve us at all. And secondly, everybody is tired of the games and the facade.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody has kind of just like subtly, like just kind of come back to factory setting. Everybody's still doing their things on good levels. So Adekunle Gold is shooting amazing videos. Ashake is doing, they are doing
amazing
whatever
videos.
They need to do. Like, things are moving.
FK, please.
Well, I didn't say the last
one. Not the last one.
I just said
some videos.
Like, you know, artists are like their whole brand. Everybody, hey, baby. I'm not part of it. You see, I said good things. you know, artists are like doing things that make them happy, right? And at not playing to like like they're not being characters, they're not performing for guys. So I think that's what, I don't think that is steps backwards. I just think they're saying, okay, we've done this loose performance, we're done now, we're back to our base. If you want us, you can come and meet us.
But like the music right now is just not cutting it. Like
I don't think so. I saw somebody else giving us
a couple of songs have done it, but like you can count.
Do you know what I think?
And the industry is flooded right now. Like the scene is very flooded. Like there's a lot of music, but you can count
when all these
songs are really like
when all these boys started coming out, Fireboy, Joe Boy, Kinnikum Boy, any boy, all these
boys. It was the same situation.
It felt like Jesus, the same songs over and over. Like when Rema came out as well, like you had everybody giving me this like futuristic sound. Like it almost felt like, I think that was like 2020, 2021. Like it just felt like 2020. Just felt like up and down. Like every single song you play sounds like the same thing. But I think now everybody has now like leveled out in the sense that you know a Victoni sound, you know a Rema sound. It might be similar, but it's not the same. So I think now everybody has found like, okay, this is how.
Yeah, I guess they needed to.
So it's very like I don't want to say it's monotonous, like, but it's very leveled out. Like,
everybody knows their sound.
Yeah. So it's a bit like, and everybody's experimenting with like different things.
Because it's important to experiment.
We're rapping on this is last album. I was like,
because that song just.
But I actually, you know something? I actually like the actual song itself. But that initial part, I thought, what happened here?
That song, man.
I'm a huge Fireboy fan. But like, it's just, I think
you know,
now, that's
the part that is even annoying. The fact that I like him.
But at this point, everybody has gotten older. Everybody has kind of like realized that you can't.
But I'm all for experimenting. Yeah, like, I really love
100%
artists. Like, that's why I really like CK. Like CK would try different things, try new like sounds, CK. And it just.
I can't believe that same person that sang content I don't like.
Do you get?
It's crazy.
Do you get?
Are
you
crazy?
Like singing by now and all of that. Like it's so even Lala. Like he's so. I just really like CK because he's always trying to do different things, and there's not many people that do that. That's also another thing with Rema as well. Mm-hmm. Like always trying to do.
No,
something.
But I think
my goat.
I think Lamide is the goat.
That is also somebody that.
Lamide blocked you.
No, he didn't. Block
I don't
us.
Think
there's
he blocked
something
us. I think it was an Instagram
because it can't be 12 of us now. It's been like 8 years now.
Like we just one day at those points I just couldn't.
Yeah, and it was like me and one of our other friends like this
just
like,
couldn't click on this page.
I don't know. I mean, it's not like we're dead. Even like, his whiskey that should block us actually. Because we've always
struggled. Yeah, like,
you know, if anybody should block me, it will be Buju. Best.
Please, I beg.
I
actually don't have Buju's energy.
You know, because no, because Buju is supposed to have blocked me, but he did block me at some point. Then I told his DJ to tell you that he should please unblock me.
And he wants to get blocked again.
No, actually, let me know. Let's just please.
But I think in my own opinion, I think music this year, I've personally enjoyed the music.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I mean, a couple of songs I've done in Sha. I think
Holiday by Rema is crazy. I think Vocal by YKB is mad. Mm-hmm. I think Party Load Stop
song.
Is insane. Stamina. Like, I have like a good 4 or 5 songs that
I. That's the thing. Like, I don't want to be counting 4 or 5 songs. I won't.
That made Davido's album.
Fair enough. Davido came to save the day, though.
Whiskey gave us a backup.
No, we didn't need that.
Why do you want them to insult him? Like,
we didn't need that.
I didn't need
you don't understand. You don't get. Like, I saw a tweet that, like. I saw a tweet where somebody said that like he's always scared at the club when he hears that abracadabra. Yeah, we just hear.
Like, I'm not sure which one will come.
Thank girls for my bed.
You are so. Please,
shout out to Wiz, man.
No Wiz slander.
No
Wiz slander will be accepted.
No Wiz slander.
Thank girls for my bed.
You don't understand.
Hello. Hello.
You know the day I knew that like FC man, like those guys, they dragged me one day. They dragged me.
Drag
but this was like 2019.
But you see when they support you. On one episode, I was like, oh, Wizkid is the greatest. They didn't know that I was just bantering with these people. I was like, there's nobody bigger than Wizkid. Today,
FC.
Today, they support. They were like,
it's so weird. Like sometimes on my, what's it called? I'll just see like a random tweet I've made of Wizkid. Somebody is liking it from 2019.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I tell about Wizkid, I have to like, add like an asterisk or something because I don't need them in my mentions. Like whether it's good or bad, I don't need them.
Yeah, I feel you, bro. Like sometimes it's just, bro. But yeah, I just feel like we can be doing a lot more. Like at the end of the day, it's just the first quarter just ended. So like I'm expecting
and
a
we
lot
also had
us.
Elections.
But like I can't believe you guys really think that the music that like because I saw somebody else did it and I thought really like I've been
really
liking
the music this year. Like for me, so
like what
far,
is Bad Boy Tim like doing, man? Like what was that song? I've heard that song.
Which one is
there? Is
like actually like
which
like,
one?
Like,
play.
Like
there's a new skip. Song. Do you understand? Skip. I saw the this. I don't know the name of the song. I don't even want to know. But I saw the clip and it was Tim's and Zlatan.
Zlatan, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have to say, what's up?
Not even. I feel like since COVID, this has been like our strongest. Like, you know, we had like a low period. I think that everybody is kind of like coming back up.
I think last year was also very great with music.
Yeah.
I feel like towards the end of the year, then people like, second half of the year, people now say picking up the pace and seeing that. Okay,
I'm enjoying music, like it's not bad. Not people are trying.
No, there was actually a time that was really sad, like with all the new music coming out, everything was sounding the same. It was really, really bad.
you were really sad.
I was like, I just thought, who are all, like, you know, when you start missing, like, I was missing the old Wizkid, I was missing like Nice, I was missing all these, I was missing everybody.
It's so bad right now, like, sometimes I have to go back and listen to Wandiko. Wandiko is man. Like, I have to go back and listen to, like, old one, they call, because like be just to clean my ears, bro. Like, what's going on?
Thank God I experienced this. So some people don't know all these songs that I can at least go back and run to, like.
Yes.
But I think now people are mature and
people are starting.
Sound. So it sounds
people
like,
are starting to get comfortable and like understand that you can just do anything and it works. See, Ashake, I think Ashake really opened that door for people. Like, you can just do what you want, and people just need to tap into that.
Oh, Ashake, when I'm just remembering his run last year, that guy is not,
he's a great.
He's not a normal.
Crazy.
It's not.
And you can't even say he's an industry plant or whatever they say
because
he's been
good.
There since.
And like, he's even good.
Do you understand? He's been there since. So, like,
Man. And then I was thinking about it. Like, who do you guys think is going to basically own the year this year? Man,
we can't know.
You can't really know, but I think Young John is coming for some people's next, man.
Oh yeah, Young John
bad.
I think Young John is bad. I think there was somebody else.
It's hard to.
Recently.
Who? This is hard. Like, nobody
YKB,
has.
I think we have a strong game.
I hope.
I'm hoping that this year for
him
will
be
good.
I hope. Because that's give me another kind of like book card.
Like, even Swan Siro was really good. Yeah, book card. Followed a very good follow-up.
So, like,
really,
I think he may have a good year if he's consistent with his releases. If Odomodo is able to keep up the momentum that he's going, he will also have a great year.
I also think Adekunle Gold can have a great year.
Probably will.
I have a feeling that, like, you know, we've seen Davido, we've seen Olamide, we've seen Wizkid, Burnaboy, like those people, we've seen Tiwa, like, fine. I think Adekunle Gold can actually be next up.
You know what? I really want to see Simi, like, do something very, very new. Like, I like Simi's music, but, like, I really want to see her do something very different. I'm hoping that,
different.
Like,
thank you.
Very different, very new.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that, like, her next, like, wave. Mm-hmm. Will be very special.
She has the potential. She deserves it. She has the potential. Yeah. So, Adekunle Gold is somebody that I'm really like betting on. Like, I've been saying this for a few weeks now. I just have this feeling that, like, if this guy, I don't know whether it's placement, whether I don't know what's missing, I don't know
his position.
Like,
no, he just looks.
I feel like he just needs just one opportunity or something, and he will fly.
Producers as well. Young John feels.
Magic Six is going. Blaze
Beat. Magic Six.
Uber.
Blaze Beat. He has always been there, like, he has always been that guy.
But like now, like, I can't remember how many. I can't remember on top of my head, but like Phil, for example.
Yeah.
I think he did. Was he not the one that did 230?
Yeah.
So like, you know, like already he's already showing that, like,
he did a song for Adekunle Gold last year that was big. I can't remember.
I just realized that he's actually Uber or whatever he says.
Yeah.
Like, but like, he's really good. So that's a producer that people should
look out for.
Magic Sticks too.
Magic Sticks.
Stamina. Are you joking? Unavailable.
Guys, Young John's new song, man. Like, that is crazy.
Yeah.
Song that's coming out.
Yeah,
that one is crazy.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Young John,
excited.
Like,
I feel like this might also be the year for producers.
I really, like, I'm so happy for Young John.
He deserves it.
He deserves
everything he's getting.
Young John, I'm a fan.
I'm also a fan. I'm also a big fan. Like, I'm excited. I know that, like, well, maybe because I've heard it, but Joe Boy's album is really going to be strong. Have you guys heard? Do you guys listen to Body and Soul?
Do you know something?
And Duffelbag?
Do you know that? So, Joe Boy, I love Joe Boy's music. I love it. But, like, I don't know why there's something
every
missing.
Song sounds the same.
I don't know. There's just something that is missing. I don't know what
I think
like,
Duffelbag and Body and Soul are very different.
No, I don't agree that
I'm not.
Sounds
I'm not like a. I'm not. A,
every song
like,
used to sound the same.
So, I don't like.
Because there's nothing that. But I think something is missing. But like, he's a great artist. I don't know, something is missing.
I feel like Joe Boy is one of those, like, he's just one of the boys, like, he'll drop music, he'll enter, they'll like his TikTok.
But
TikTok
I'm happy for him because he has his crowd.
He has his crowd.
I mean, like,
don't worry, Sha.
I because great music.
The album is something, though. But I'm really excited for that.
I really,
I feel like the album is going to change.
He's one of those that, like, his music is really good, but he also has like, the potential to just like,
you can just hate him.
He's Joe Boy.
Like, yeah. Like it's very, I feel like, you. Yeah. Nothing stands out. Do you understand? Like, I it's not like, you. Oh, but alcohol had my.
That's not both of you singing at the same time. From you guys.
But yeah, like, he's a great. Also, I don't know. Something is just missing. I don't know what but it is.
Hopefully, like.
Zino Liski. Also,
somebody. No, Zino is a poet.
Zino is also somebody that.
I heard the name.
Mobad to me, have you?
No, because Mobad.
Mobad, we have
it. He was not joking. He's bad.
Have you heard the new song? No. Oh, there's the new song.
He may have a good year. I think Adekunle Gold, Odumodu Black. Who did we say?
Young John.
For sure.
Those four. Yeah. I think.
Okay. Betting on them. Yeah. I love it. If you could bring anybody back, dead or alive. Like when I say alive, people that have maybe, you know,
Dagreen. Yeah. I would have liked to see what his trajectory would have been. I would have liked to see the transition or like what the collaboration would have been between like him and Olamide. Mm-hmm. What they would have done. Like if like with Asake now, like that how would, that would have worked, Kokoli, all these cheese guys.
Imagine how like if a nice, I don't know what the issue is, like if you actually, I don't know what it is, but like something just went off after a while. Mm-hmm. But like,
somebody said he got married.
I would like to bring the old whiskey.
That's how I got four.
Are you serious?
I would like to bring the yeah whiskey.
Are you serious? No. I'm missing. No. I don't think so.
I miss old whiskey.
Are you serious?
When rent was due.
If I could get old Wiz back, yeah.
Are you guys serious? I wouldn't want to bring back old Wiz.
I don't like new Wiz. Maybe not so watered down to me. Like,
I didn't really like the album. Matala Wiz, like, okay, like, great. Like, to be fair, you've earned it. Like, Matala, fine.
Yeah,
like,
I think.
I miss that. Yeah.
Are you serious? I really like Midi Lagos Wiz. Like, I think that's.
Midi Lagos Wiz was very macho.
That is my. That's the whiskey that I love.
No,
it's not for me, also. That's.
Let's cut it out. Thank you.
Please, because that album is really not for me. Like,
someone said something
and it stood out. The person said, everything about Made in Lagos is More of Less Ego is new, except Whiskey. And I have to agree.
Yeah.
The production is crazy.
No, I feel like
the features are insane.
I wish Wiz.
But it's just the same. She tell me, say, bro. What?
Him say something. I wish Wiz would go back to like Wiz. With party era, superstar era, but like with Davido, I've enjoyed seeing. So, for example, like both of them, if I think about both of them with Davido, I've enjoyed seeing like his growth and progression and how he has gotten better and better. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he's better.
Do you know what I want?
Like, I wouldn't, I don't know how I would feel about like Damn Drew Davido. Like, I'm very indifferent, but I don't like. A good time, a better time. I got a friend.
I think what Davido has done that
is Davido is like, oh, okay, yeah, that's
not to compare because I really hate comparing. Yeah, them. You know, but like, I feel like Davido, like somebody was saying that why would Davido be saying no, it's okay in 2023? But like, it's a modern day, like. Davido still sounds like Davido can sing Damn Drew today and he'll still bang.
Yeah.
You understand what I mean? Like,
he
could have sang this song that he was singing then and he'll still bang. So it sounds like we've had the same Davido, but like, modernized and like you know better.
Yeah,
like,
that was whatever. What I was gonna
but
say.
But Wiz is more like, okay, you were hungry at some point, and then after now a while, you're just like, okay, now you're just chilling, which is fine.
Because I feel like I feel like that's what I really like about Wizkid.
No,
like,
which is fine.
He doesn't really go up. Like it goes up. Like he's just going. But with Davido started from like somewhere. Mm-hmm. He had the downtime. I guess everybody really has that downtime because Whiskey probably had it as well. Mm-hmm. But like, he had the downtime. But like, for Davido to make another great album, like Timeless now, for him to make that, he had to tap into Davido of
which
that
is what
year.
I'm
which
asking,
is what
Whiskey,
we're asking
to
Whiskey to do. Like,
I just ask Whiskey to go back. If he sings Scattered Fun like Parkroom and things, like, let's say he like he remasters them or something, it will fly so far.
Yeah. Are you whining?
Like all these, like she tell me, say you're feeling like it's fine, it's nice. And honestly, that, I think that is Whiskey's attitude in life. I think it's just a very
relaxed.
I don't really do much in the studio, guy. That's fine, but like. It would also be nice to hear some like proper.
Yeah,
like,
but you know that Davido has always been that person that like he has to prove himself all the time. Like because
and that's why it always seems like he's progressing. Yeah, and he's always working like really he's doing better than the last time that he did it because very he's like true. There's but Whiskey is just very chill.
The
very
guy has
like,
made it. Are you joking?
He's made it.
Like he doesn't have anything to prove to anybody again.
But that's the thing. I feel like Davido is always going to have that issue of always trying to prove something because
and Davido is also a more like
yeah, he's more up. He's a hitmaker.
So Davido's own proving of himself has not been whether you have talent or not.
Yeah.
As from where I'm coming from, do you have it in you to remain consistent and push for this thing that you say you want? Are you just doing it based on
my daddy? Yeah, has my daddy.
And he has shown us that Omo, I have it in me. This is me. So
I love it. I love it. I love how happy he is right now. I mean, like, there's nothing that makes me happier than seeing Davido so happy.
No,
he deserves it.
We went for
because he has lost so much.
Yeah, we went for the album. Listening, that's the last clubbing experience you could had. And like the way he was dancing, I just thought, wow, I'm happy for him.
I'm
like,
happy.
And the music is sweet. So
you can't even
and people that don't like Timeless, please don't lie.
Yeah,
don't
lie. Guys,
seriously, don't I didn't lie. Really like the album.
Don't lie. Yeah, one of them. Please don't lie.
No. The only issue I had with that album was it could have just ended as like white champion sound. But apparently there was an issue.
I guess. I mean,
but like he can.
It's
the video.
He has to add it, which is fine. Like he just thought, well, let me just add something to the end. Like, and it's no pressure on him to have one mad outro. We have champion sound.
I really respect what he did with the features as well.
Yeah, I like Maravi. I like her. Like, I don't know why people were saying that the song was nice. Like,
the song is not nice.
That's
are you serious? It's not my favorite song on the album.
I saw it on Twitter, but I like Logos as well.
That's the one like I didn't really like.
Sounds like the, I feel like that song could have been
designed.
Okay.
It could have been. Yesterday, I heard the song yesterday. I was like, oh shit, is that Whiskey? I was like, oh shit, this is you.
That would have been a hand. Do you understand? Nice, nice, a hand. But yeah.
The guy should get, Whiskey should get him to write for him.
Logos. Oh, whatever.
Did you say
don't disrespect my goods like that?
Whiskey does not.
Better be serious. No, they are your goods. Yeah, your goods. Better be real.
All right. Okay, guys, thank you for coming on. I really appreciate it. Thank you for kicking it with me today. I really enjoyed it. Excited to put this.
I didn't say anything crazy.
Tried.
I helped myself.
When I played back then, I was not letting know where.
It's all love,
and the thing I was, I think for us, because when we record, is one take. There's no editing out of anything, so
just say sorry.
I try not to edit out. I try not to cut anything out because I like it to be as organic as possible.
Yeah, we don't cut out. We don't do that.
Anything we said.
And I didn't insult anybody. And if you come and meet me, I'll say the same thing to you.
Yeah, if you come and meet me, bad boy, I'll tell you that song is not it.
Like, you know what? I never say my comments on that person. Like,
I'm dying.
I have no words.
Fair enough. Thank you guys for kicking it with me for another episode. I really appreciate you guys watching. I've been seeing the support. I was going to say this at the beginning. I've been seeing the support. It's been insane. It's been overwhelming. It's been crazy. I'm excited for the year. I'm so happy, guys. Like, I'm so excited.
It should be good for you,
Thank you guys for watching another episode. And I'll see you guys next time.
Bye.